We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing overcoming laziness to do kindness. And he quoted to us the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says four things require vigilance, that a person ensures that he doesn't go lax in them, and they are Torah, good deeds, prayer, and work. People have a tendency to be lazy with regard to these four things: Torah, good deeds, prayer, and their work, their job. So we see, says the Chafetz Chaim, "Areish maasim tovim gam ken tzichim chizuk la'argil nafsho ben tamid," that a person has to strengthen himself to become accustomed to frequently do good deeds. Being marpeitz mochas v'shalom, and if a person is lax, amru Chazal b'shem Shmuel, our sages tell us in the name of Shmuel, she'en bokoch la'mod biyom tzara, that when a time of danger will come, a person cannot stand up to the danger. Chazal quote the pasuk hitrapita, if you were lax when others needed you, then biyom tzara tzal kochecha, when a day of danger comes, then one's own strength is weakened. He has less room to make claims before heavens that he should be helped. The Amar HaKatuv in the pasuk says, "Im tevakshen achakasef v'chamat monim tach besena," if you seek it out like silver, like precious jewels, "az tavin yirat Hashem b'dat elokim timtza," only then will you understand what it means to be God-fearing and understanding of God. "Val ken tzarich adam nitneheg b'inyanei haTorah v'amitzvot kmo b'inyanei haEsek." So a person has to deal with Torah and mitzvos as though he were running a business. "Kshemachzik chanut v'chayotze," when a person owns his own shop or something like that, "eino mitatze leshev af bekor v'lishkol le'echad, v'chen lachzor v'lishkol l'sheni v'chen l'shlishi." He doesn't say to himself, "Oh, it's cold, I'm not going to weigh the goods and accept money now. I'm not selling now, it's too cold." One customer comes, a second customer comes, a third customer comes, he stands up, and even though it's cold, he goes and weighs their goods and takes their money. Even though every customer, it's not like he's making a mint on each customer, it's like each customer, he makes a little bit of profit altogether, he makes a living. And he's always waiting, when will the big buyers come? And when they come, he's so happy he doesn't notice that it's cold outside. Why is a person like that? Because a person thinks, this is my livelihood. And if you think about it, that's not really life. That's a small part of life. The business is a small part of life. It's necessary, but it's a small part of life. And even so, when it's cold or uncomfortable, we do it with due diligence. So how much more so should we have due diligence when it comes to Torah and mitzvah, shu chaye olam, that's eternal life. How much a person has to deal with diligence, with alacrity to attain them. Moshe Katuv, as the pasuk says, "V'nei de'anil defal adat et Hashem." We know and we seek out to know Hashem. And a person shouldn't feel weighed down, "Oh, it's so hard to do this." No. A person should do like he was running his business. He should get up and do it swiftly. Even though a person might sometimes find himself faced with a person who he did kindness to, and the guy did not return the favor. You gave him a loan when he needed it, and then when you needed it, he wasn't there for you, even though he could have been there for you. Nonetheless, a person has a responsibility to do kindness with him. And sometimes you have to run after the guy and remind him, "Hey, you know, you're supposed to pay me back this or that." That's no excuse. A person shouldn't say, "Because of that, I'm not lending anymore." Very often, you guys will see, Be'ezrat Hashem, if you haven't seen yet, that when you have your own home and you have your tools, and a neighbor comes and wants to borrow a hammer, and then when you need the hammer, you don't have it. And then you have to run after him, and he's not home, and his wife says she doesn't know where it is, and the kids say, "You know, Dad's out on a hiking trip, he'll be back in 3 days, and now you're a little bit stuck, you need to fix something in your house, and you got to go borrow a hammer." So sometimes you tell yourself, "I'm not lending my hammers to neighbors anymore. You know, why should I be in the position where I got to go borrow hammers?" Tells us the Chafetz Chaim, no. Even though sometimes there is a price to pay, a person should not say, "So I'm not doing any more kindness." No. A person should continue the mitzvah of doing kindness. Just like a storekeeper. You ever see a storekeeper say, "You know, I got to chase after my customers to pay me"? So, you know, the average storekeeper, especially here in Israel, they have a card where you you owe them X amount, and at the end of the month they tell you, hey, you got to pay up. And sometimes they have to tell you again and again, hopefully not you, but they do have to chase after certain customers to pay. And nonetheless, no one says, you know, I'm not keeping my store open because I got to chase after people to pay me. By the same token, a person shouldn't say, just because it involves a certain amount of toil to get paid back, I'm not going to give a loan or lend my items out to others.
So the story is...